This interview is with Muriel Hoglum Hollins, 105 3rd Street North, Moorhead. Mrs. Hollins has been asked to tell what she remembers and what she has gathered from other sources about the Hollins Dry Cleaners of Moorhead. Her husband became involved in the business in 1929. This interview is being held at Moorhead State University Recording Studio on March 15, 1985. The interviewer is Agnes, Mrs. Ted Hornbacher, 105 3rd Street North, Moorhead, representing the Business Committee of the Oral History Project of the Heritage Education Commission. Okay, Muriel, can you give us some background of this business?
Hollins Dry Cleaners slogan was, the quality work is the slogan of Hollins Dry Cleaners, 16 4th Street South, Moorhead, the oldest garment cleaning center in Moorhead. Every employee is taught from the start that no slipshod methods will be tolerated, that every garment must leave the delivery trucks looking like new, that it is a matter of pride with the firm. As a result, this cleaning establishment has built up an enviable reputation and enjoys a large volume of business from the business firms and residents of Fargo, Moorhead, and many nearby places. The company dates back to 50 years ago when a Mrs. Mark began taking in suits and other garments for pressing and repairing at the address, which still serves the public in a similar but much more expanded manner. A Mr. I forgot his name.
Well, start again from above that then maybe.
At the address, so it still serves the public in a similar but much more expanded manner. F. Ralph Hollins has been identified with business since 1929 and acquired full possession in 1934 when he bought out the interests of R.H. Kors. At that time, it was known as the Moorhead Cleaners, a name changed to Hollins Dry Cleaners when he took it over. When Mr. Hollins assumed charge, the staff included a girl worker, a cleaner, and the owner, acting as deliverymen. The fall of 1939, the staff now included 10 persons, all of them highly trained and with service records running up to 18 years. Male employees included two drivers, one spotter, a chief engineer. Women workers included two silk finishers, one finish department, two in tailoring department, and an office girl. As Moorhead and Fargo have progressed, so has Hollins Dry Cleaners. New modern equipment is being added constantly. New methods developed through research are being put into operation. From year to year, as the business has grown, the building has been enlarged. Extensive improvements were made to the building, and a new 31-horsepower boiler, which will adequate steam supply for years to come, was installed. Steam, incidentally, is the heart of the dry cleaning business, being used in pressing, finishing, cleaning, and deodorizing, in fact, every operation except repairing. Within recent time, a battery of the most modern pressing machines, obtainable, have been installed. Also added have the several of the new type steam irons, which do a superior job in finishing silk materials than the old type electric irons. The steam iron is heated by electricity just like the old iron, but is connected with steam hoses, which spray steam on garments as they are being pressed. Also, the mannequins were added to finish certain garments. Besides dry cleaning, spotting, repairing, and pressing wearing apparel, Hollins handled many other cleaning jobs. doing the renovation of used car upholstering for one of the large auto companies. Frequently, requests are received for cleaning furniture, drapes, curtains, and many other household furnishings. The firm often receives large batches of neckties for cleaning, and sometimes even dolls, lampshades, and slippers. The dry cleaning department is a model of efficiency. In it is used the genuine solvent method, and materials cleaned are put through a drying machine which uses steam heat to thoroughly dry and deodorize garments. Exclusive in the Fargo-Moorhead area is the Holland's Monite process of moth-proofing. Every woolen garment cleaned is moth-proofed. Along with the cleaning and moth-proofing job goes 6 months' insurance against damage. Many customers have found the Monite process one of the best methods to protect against moths. Now, everything comes moth-proofed when woven. It is interesting to note that the word dry cleaning comes from the fact that the liquid solvent in which garments are immersed does not contain water and is therefore called dry. The materials to be cleaned are put into a churn-like washer known to the trade as a wheel. As it revolves, 2,000 gallons of clean solvent is pumped through the washer every hour. The solvent is always clean, being refined as it becomes soiled through a clarification process that employs high-pressure filtration. Mr. Hounds came into the dry cleaning business with special training for his work. He studied chemistry at the NDAC, being graduated in 1928. Dry cleaning is chiefly a matter of chemistry, knowing the use of chemicals and removing stains and dirt. He was a member of the National Association of Dyers and Cleaners and received monthly bulletins on the methods of best cleaning, the latest developments in fabrics and textiles, of which many new kinds have gone on the market in recent years. Quality is Holland's Cleaner's slogan. Please, clients, our prime concern of the Moorhead firm. Expansion of Hounds Cleaners to meet growing business demands was when F. Ralph Hounds, proprietor, announced the building at 18 4th Street, just south of the present establishment, had been purchased from John Flayton. The old entrance at 16 4th Street was closed, and the main office, located at number 18. An archway was cut between the two buildings, and the office tailoring, silk finishing, marking in, and sorting, and furniture cleaning departments were located in the new building. The pressing machines, cleaning plant, and steam plant remain in the old structure. The establishment has been in operation for over 50 years. Hounds has been connected with it for 14 years, the past 9 years as sole owner in the year 1948. The expansion will allow us to serve our customers better and to take care of increased volume.
Now we'd like to know a little bit about the personal history of Mr. Hounds. Where did he grow up? Where was he born?
Franklin Ralph Hounds was born at Hixson, North Dakota on June 28, 1905. His parents were Franklin B. Hounds and Lola Mae Larkins Hounds. His nationality was English, and his folks were from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and ended up as a farmer at Hixson, North Dakota. He graduated from high school year 1924 in Moorhead, Minnesota, and graduated from NDSU, then named NDAC, year 1928 in Fargo, North Dakota.
Then The business background. The name of the business was?
Holland's Dry Cleaners.
And were there any previous names of this business?
Yes, it was called Morehead Cleaners.
And the same type of business?
Same type of business and same location.
Okay. Was your home in the place of business?
No, it wasn't.
And what about the number of employees at that time? Do you remember?
When he took it over?
Mm-hmm.
There were three employees. And the owner was the delivery man.
How did Mr. Hollins go about financing this business during the Depression?
Well, he went to the banks, and he received enough money, except for $500 he was short. And he was very much interested in buying the other half interest from R.H. Course. And so we talked it over, and I told him to go ahead and buy the business. I would give him the $500, and he could sign a promissory note, which I still have in one of my scrapbooks.
Were you teaching at that time?
Pardon?
Were you teaching at that time?
No.
No, no. What was your occupation?
My occupation in the Holland's Dry Cleaners?
No, before you became owners of that.
I was deputy county auditor in Clay County,
and your
Morehead,
father,
Minnesota. And my father was the county auditor at the time.
Okay. I think you told me something about how he got the chance to go into this business, or how he heard about it.
That was when he was working for Walworks Ford Agency. It was there that he met R.H. Course, who wanted to purchase a new Ford, and Ralph happened to be the salesman. And they became friends, and that's how he bought the first half interest in the business. R.H. Course was an elderly man. He wanted to retire in a few years. They had no children of their own, and so he was very happy that Ralph was interested. He liked Ralph very much.
Okay, when we come to the business, the distribution of your business, how were the goods? Well, you didn't have goods, but how was it carried on with your store?
We had a delivery service and pickup in Fargo and Morehead daily. And our business was cash and credit. Our prices were comparable with the times, which was during the Depression. And
what method did you use to calculate inventory needs?
The seasonal changes and the customers' requests.
Okay. What were the primary services provided?
Repair services and storage. Packaging originally was paper bags to cover clean clothes. Now it's plastic bags.
Who were your suppliers?
The local filling stations for gas and solvents and keeping trucks in running order. Dakota Paper, Fargo Paint and Glass, insurance companies, and many others.
What do you remember about the salesmen at that time?
They were very competitive during the Depression.
Were they honest?
Most were honest and long-term employed.
How did you receive your supplies?
We received our solvent by the carload on the railroad, and finally by truckload. Then the local companies by truck, and then a horse-drawn dray line when we first took over the business. It was called the Morehead Dray Line.
Mm-hmm. How have suppliers changed over the years?
The effect of the war, we had to change our delivery system. Deliveries had to be routed to save on gas. No special deliveries and pickups as before. And there were shortages in paper supplies, pins, hangers for clothes, plumbing supplies, machinery, and others.
Who made the management decisions in your business?
Ralph Hollins.
Was this a good system?
Yes, I think so. He was very quick-minded.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult part of managing the business?
The long-term decisions, remodeling to keep up with the times.
How many employees did you have?
Two employees and the owner acting as deliveryman when he took over the establishment, spring of 1934. 4 years later, there were 10 employees, 4 men and 6 women. And the largest number of employees we had was 16, besides the owner and wife.
Were they union members?
No. No union members. Mm-hmm. They were hired by a classified ad in the paper and interviewed. They were highly trained when hired. They were able to express their ideas, and they had 1 week vacation with pay for 8 hours work a day for a 40-hour week.
Did you own or rent your building?
We owned the building.
What overhead expenses did you have?
Payroll every week, mortgage, light, heating, insurance, solvent, taxes and repairs, and leased land from railroad on which the old building stands. And the interest rates at that time were 6 to 8%.
How did you feel about banks and bankers, loans and mortgages?
We had very good relationships with the banks and the bankers.
How did the overhead expenses change over the years?
Our business increased each year, and so did the salaries of the employees.
How much time daily or weekly did you or your husband devote to the business?
He started at 5:30 a.m., put in full days.
Did he ever hold a job outside of the business?
No.
Did you work in the business?
Yes, I worked during the Second World War. It was hard to get people. They were taking jobs with the government. And so I marked in the soiled clothes. Started at 7 in the morning, and many a time was still working at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Did you have a family then?
Yes, I had a son and a daughter. And the son now owns the business.
Okay. Who handled the account books?
The bookkeeper.
And the building structure and furniture, furnishings, what was your building made of?
Part wood and concrete blocks.
Did you build your building?
No, we didn't. Just the additions on the cleaning plant proper.
Did your building meet your needs?
We had to add on the cleaning plant twice.
How important was the location of the business to your business, a success to your business?
The location was perfect for drop-in cleaning.
How did your building look on the inside?
The building was very old, and the front office was small, with a short counter, an old cash register, and a display cabinet for finished dry-cleaned dresses. I imagine it'd hold about 25 dresses in the cabinet. The marking in counter, silk press board on one side of a wall in the next room, and across on the others were racks for finished garments. To one side was Mr. Hound's rolled top desk. The next small room held the boiler below ground, and on the main floor, spotting board and one Hoffman press. The cleaning was done in the next small room.
What about pest control?
Leisted's pest control from Grand Forks came every 3 months.
What kind of pests were they?
Silverfish. And, of course, moths. Some clothes, you know, would maybe have moths. And while they were waiting to be cleaned, we still had to have protection.
How did government regulations affect the store furnishings? How did changing times affect your store's appearance?
We purchased the brick building next door, a two-story with two apartments above. Changed interior by adding a customer counter and with bookkeeper desk alongside the counter. A new cash register on the counter by the bookkeeper's desk. On the other side of the counter was repair area, assembly lines of orders of cleaned and packaged clothes, silk finishing department, racks of orders for delivery and marking in area of soiled clothes.
How did you feel about the need to modernize?
It was necessary. Business increased and the old building was too small.
Who were your customers?
Local residents, business friends, all age groups, friends, and many from Fargo, North Dakota, and surrounding territory. We also had a country route for many years. He would pick up laundry for Fargo Laundry, and dry cleaning for Holland's Dry Cleaners.
Do you remember any special or unusual customers?
Yes. Through Nels Vogel, we were picked to clean the Marine Band uniforms. Not once, but twice.
Who are your competitors?
The Reed Cleaners, American Cleaners, Bonvalet, Loomis in Fargo, Brown's in Fargo, Sweeney's, and the Modern Dry Cleaners, and I believe there's a few others that I just don't remember the names of.
All right, I know your husband was involved in business and civic associations. Tell about the ones he belonged to.
He was president of both the Moorhead Chamber of Commerce and Moorhead Rotary Club the same year. President of the Moorhead Country Club in 1938, of the Moorhead Auto Club in 1941, potentate of Elzegal Temple of the Shrine in Fargo, North Dakota in 1949, president of Moorhead Rod and Gun Club, was Rotary Club song leader for more than 25 years. Belonged to Elzegal Chanters. He was alderman, 4th Ward, for 10 years. Was mayor in 1950 and 51. Was on Moorhead's Public Service Commission 14 years. Was chairman of Chamber of Commerce Committee, appointed in 1955 to secure new Moorhead Post Office. Which project was successful in 1961. In 1952, Holland sought federal charter for a new savings and loan association, serving as president when it opened in 1954. He continued as director of the Moorhead Federal Savings and Loan Association until his death, March 25th, 1977. in 1960 was named Clay County Man of the Year.
How did you feel about running a business in Morehead?
Very proud and happy that the people made our business such a successful one.
Did being a business person meet your financial and personal needs?
As on a whole, yes. Sometimes we had to tighten our belts, as the saying goes.
How did your family feel about the business?
They were very supportive.
What would you change if you could relive those years?
I would have purchased the Freemansland building just to the south of our two-story brick building when up for sale, if I had known then what I know now.
How do you feel about the future of the business?
I think there is a wonderful opportunity in the business community in Morehead. It will only depend on the individual as to how hard he is willing to work and progress in his type of business. I would be willing to be in business again in Morehead if I were younger, as Morehead people have been very good to us. Ralph retired January 1969. And we sold the business to our son, Franklin Edward Hollins, and wife, Judith Ann Hollins, December 28, 1968.
Thank you, Muriel.
You're welcome.